This goes to Allison Klump, K-L-U-M-P, P-A-C, fax 810-600-78, I can't read that actually, I think it's 810-275-0307. The patient is Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Seeley, S-E-E-L-E-Y. Date of birth, April 8th, 1938. Dear Ms. Klump, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Seeley, who's here with her daughter for follow-up visit. She has gained about 11 pounds of weight since her last visit, October 13th, 2025. And the last time she saw her cardiologist, he mentioned that her heart was going, was racing, although she could not feel that. And he wrote a prescription for metoprolol, 25 milligram, with directions to take 1/2 tablet daily. And the patient and daughter were questioning whether that's necessary, since she can't feel the heart racing and the heart rate is normal at 82 currently. And she generally has very well-controlled blood pressure when it is checked. And she does take amlodipine, 5 milligram daily, as well as hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram a day. And so an additional 12.5 of metoprolol could cause some symptomatic hypotension. Review of systems is negative, and no recent hospitalizations or procedures. In addition to the amlodipine hydrochlorothiazide, she does take Tylenol only for pain and vitamin D3. Physical exam, weight 141 pounds. Pulse is 82 and regular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting. Large adult cuff was 120 over 70. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done April 2nd of 2026. Creatinine was 1.5. Estimated GFR at 37. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin 4.2, phosphorus 2.5, calcium 10.5. Hemoglobin 11.5 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to continue having lab studies done every 3 months. 2, hypertension. It's currently well controlled with the amlodipine and the hydrochlorothiazide. Adding the 12.5 milligram of metoprolol additionally could cause some symptomatic hypotension as well as bradycardia. I did advise the patient and daughters that she should check her blood pressure several times a day. And we would not want the pulse greater than 90. So we would like it to keep that between 60 and 90, and the blood pressure 120 to 130 over 70 to 80. So they will be monitoring that at home before they would start the metoprolol. And then they'll discuss this with the cardiologist also. In case you would want to decrease amlodipine, hold the hydrochlorothiazide if we're going to add on metoprolol. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.